good evening, and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, along with Matt Trent, and I'm John Coffey, and we've got a good show on hand for tonight. We'll be talking indoor track and field, as well as men's and women's basketball for you this evening. And Matt, a good weekend last weekend for a lot of sports teams. Of course, as we've been talking a little bit behind the scenes with Brandon Masters from the track and field team, they had an excellent weekend up in Nebraska. And then, of course, the Bearcat men with that huge win over Washburn. Northwest women playing well, but just not quite getting over the hump with the Washburn women. But still, a pretty good weekend to talk about as far as Bearcat sports.
Yeah, fun weekend last weekend. I think that kind of rolls into this upcoming weekend really well. You think about Northwest Missouri State indoor track and field going to the graduate classic there at Nebraska, and end up coming away with all four of the MIAA track and field weekly honors from the men's and the women's side. You think about Kevin Schultz coming away and getting an automatic qualifying national high jump there over 7 feet, the first time in Northwest Missouri State history, and really kind of setting the tone for that whole weekend. So the Bearcats now rolling into the Northwest Open with 24 teams coming to Maryville this Saturday to compete, and that should be a really big meet and a lot of fun. So folks that can get out and brave some of that cold and chance to come indoors to watch that meet, it'll definitely be worth it, with a ton of athletes really from all over the Midwest coming in for that here at the Hughes Fieldhouse. And also Northwest Missouri State basketball, as you mentioned, the men's basketball team keeps on rolling, 16-0, 6-0 in conference play. Also got a win over Emporia State a little bit earlier. Now they kind of turn their sights on Missouri Western, who's still an up-and-coming team here in the MIAA, but when you get rivalry week, you kind of throw those records out, and you know that's going to be a big one. And the first chance to see a new head coach there on the men's side that kind of has them geared up and playing much better this season. On the women's side, a couple tough losses. So you look at Emporia State and Washburn and what they brought to the table. Emporia knocked off a really, really good Fort Hays State team last night, and then Washburn 11-0 overall, or excuse me, 11-4 on the season, and still unbeaten in MIAA play. They keep rolling. So a couple tough losses there, but a week now to kind of get things figured out, get yourself in line and ready for Missouri Western, a chance to go down, get a win over the Griffins this weekend. So again, we kind of talk about the track and field team and what they have going on with the Northwest Open indoors. Then that evening on Saturday, if folks can brave the weather to get into the Missouri Western Fieldhouse, should be a couple good ones there between Northwest and Missouri Western.
Oh, no doubt about that. You know, seems like through the years, you hear a lot of people complaining around Northwest Missouri that the Bearcats maybe don't get their due as far as the MIAA Players of the Week awards go. A lot of times they have to share it or sometimes get overlooked, but not the case this week. Joey Wittes, the men's Player of the Week in basketball, and of course, as you mentioned, a clean sweep of things in indoor track and field.
Yeah, great week overall. And you think about what Joey's done the past three games, he's been branching out a little bit more than just last week when he won the award, but averaging 30.7 points per basketball game. And in the previous two games prior to that, he was averaging 7 points per game. And then all of a sudden, when his team needs it, when he sees them out there and you know, they need someone to come up and knock down some big shots, Joey stepped in and did that. So he's had, what, three 30-point games, four 30-point games, something like that already this year, and stepped in and really played very well for Northwest Missouri State. And also getting some national recognition as well. Small college basketball putting out the Bevo Francis watch list, the top 100 players in small college basketball. And you see Joey Wittes, Ryan Hawkins, and Trevor Hudgens all landing on that list as they cut that down to 100, and then a month from now it'll be down to 50. So three Bearcats on the top 100 small college basketball says a lot about what head coach McCollum has really built here and what they've done so far this season.
Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Our guest tonight will be Northwest Track and Field head coach Brandon Masters, along with Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Bearcat men's program, Austin Meyer, the head coach of the women's basketball program, and our student athletes with us this week include Valerie McAnders on the women's side in basketball, and also Joey Wittes, the person we were just talking about on the men's side. They'll be all joining us on the program this evening. Reminder that support for the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show comes from the Student Body, screen printing and embroidery located near the Northwest Campus at the corner of 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open from lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For dine-in or carry-out, more information at 660-582-2699. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll talk track and field right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And as we mentioned before the break, talking track and field, Brandon Masters, the head coach of the Northwest Track and Field program with us. And Brandon, we've got a lot to talk about, especially coming up this weekend. Now, let's just go back, first of all, to last weekend. You took several of your athletes up to Lincoln, Nebraska to compete in the Graduate Classic there. And, boy, you had some good performances out of that.
Yeah, we did. You know, surprising is supposed to be a rust buster, you know, getting back from break, but had a good group come in early after the first and train hard, and so we rewarded them by taking them up there, and they rewarded us by doing work.
Yeah, let's just talk about some of those great performances, and of course you got one performance that we mentioned a little bit already, an automatic qualifier for the national meet.
Yeah, it's nice when you know you're going. You are qualified to go to the national championships first meet back in 2019. So great place to start for Kevin. Big deal for him getting over that 7-foot barrier for the first time. And not only did he get over it, he blew through it. You know, 7.75 is a big mark. So he's sitting number 3 in the country right now.
And what's it take to get to that mark? As you mentioned, he's been working so hard to get to that 7-foot mark, but What kind of put him over the top here with that?
You know, I think the big thing is he learned how to run extremely aggressively to the bar, and his plant has changed dramatically. So when he hits the ground, he is exploding off the ground. Instead of jumping off the ground, he's just flying. It's awesome to see.
Yeah, and then, of course, some other performances. A clean sweep on the Conference Athlete of the Week Awards, as we mentioned, on both the men's and women's side. You have to feel good about that.
Oh, I feel great. Kids love that, too. I mean, obviously, getting out the brooms for the week, that's pretty nice. You know, on the track, Cliff ran an unbelievable 800, even though he tripped a little bit. It still ran a great time, enough for a solid placing there at that meet, and enough for the award on the track. And, you know, on the women's side on the track with Jordan, she ran a great 400, 56.11, solid time, national time. And Mercedes hit a big PR, and should be a big enough jump for the triple jump to actually get her into the meet. You know, obviously it's a provisional qualifier, so we don't know for sure, but that should get her into the national meet as well.
You talked about the event you went to as kind of being a rust buster coming back after the Christmas holiday, but when you have that facility, the Youth Fieldhouse here, where some of these athletes had an opportunity to maybe stick around throughout much of the break and work out every day in there, just talk about the difference that makes when you go into a meet like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're not as rusty, I guess. You know, I think that's the big thing, is when you're able to go in and compete in practice, not just get through practice. You know, we're putting great quality reps down because, we don't have to deal with the weather. You know, it's an unbelievable track. It's a great place to obviously compete, but when you get to practice on there every day, you're going to get better. And our team is excited about pushing each other on a daily basis. And it's just exciting to see everybody take leaps every week.
And let's talk about what you got coming up this weekend, the Northwest Bearcat Open out at the Hughes Fieldhouse. And you've already had one meet already, but it looks like word's gotten out about the facility, and a lot of teams have decided to come in and take part in this.
Yeah, it's a great meet. We expect a more than last meet in December. We expect a better turnout, and heat sheets are we're going through that now. I got the entries, and heat sheets look great. It should be very competitive. A lot of kids, a lot of different universities, across the region here, and yeah, the word's out. People are coming. It's fun.
Now you're telling us a little bit earlier that right after that first meet, the coaches' convention, then it was right after that where the talking around the convention kind of talked up this facility a little bit.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk, and I love it. We had some amazing marks come out of this meet. It is a fast track. It helps when great athletes are on this fast track too. The word is out, and MIAA is being hosted here. KCAC is going to be hosted here as well. We will be in Nebraska at that point competing, but the KCAC will hold their conference championships. And so a lot of teams want to be here and check out that facility.
That's another point about that facility that perhaps a lot of people haven't thought about is not only events that Northwest is hosting, but when you have other conferences come in and want to host their event at this facility, it also means added income for the community.
Well, we'll fill the hotels and we'll fill the restaurants, and I think every weekend we could probably have a track meet that fills up. It's that nice of a facility, and there's that many people that would like to come, so it's exciting.
You know, you talk about it being a fast track. Just talk about what makes a track fast and some of the advantages that they have running on this particular track.
Well, the biggest thing, it's a 300-meter track, and there's only, a handful in the country, five, six, seven, I don't know the math, but the big thing is it's very wide turns. With the Bynum surface is a high quality surface. It's hard and fast. So when you got tight turns in the 200 meter banks or flats, you just slow down. You just can't carry your speed through the curve.
And with this event coming up, we talked about the number of teams coming in on Saturday, but just talk about the top teams that folks will have an opportunity to see here.
Well, I think we have a couple of great teams in our conference coming that bring in full squads with Missouri Southern. They're always solid. Kearney's coming in, and Fort Hays as well. So it'll be the first time we get to see their full teams in action. We did see Kearney and Hays at Nebraska, but they're going to bring some more people this meet.
And it gets underway 11 o'clock on Saturday morning.
Absolutely. It's going to be a fun day.
And just when you host events like this, after going on the road and seeing what's been done at a couple other meets, how much fun is it to be able to bring in teams and see what Northwest has to offer at the Hughes Fieldhouse?
Well, the fun part is there's so many teams that want to come, and there's a lot of JUCO teams that are coming as well. And you go to these meets, and you find out what they did well and what they didn't do well, and what do you want to put into your meet. And every meet, you try to get better, bring in better quality teams, try to figure out how we can make the meet more streamlined, more efficient, but also higher quality.
I imagine it's a great recruiting tool for you.
Oh, it's huge. That's why I love the junior colleges are coming out. I think we have six or seven junior colleges coming this weekend. So all those guys have to go somewhere soon. I hope it's here.
Sounds good. And with Northwest coming into this, what are some of the events that you think you're seeing right now that Northwest should do well in this weekend?
I'm excited about our 4x4. We didn't speak about that at Nebraska, but we did run a very fast time provisional. I think it's number 8 in the country right now, the 4x4, the 3:16.90. We'll try to run an A-team as well this weekend, so I'm excited for those guys. The women are going to run an A-team 4x4, and we expect to run significantly faster than we did last weekend. But I think, Heba and Jordan, the 400, is going to be fun to watch. Marcus is always fun to watch in the long jump. You never know when he's going to hit that big one. Kevin is unfortunately not going to high jump back-to-back, so he's not going to do that. But, Kevin, he's got to do something. So we're going to actually put him on the pole vault and do some long jump, because he is a multi-eventer, and we got to focus on some of those. I think that's a couple of the events I'm really excited about. Kareem, of course, and Brandon Phipps in the 3K. That ought to be a really fun event to watch as well.
And with the activity going on throughout the day, an opportunity for a lot of fans from Maryville to maybe come out on a day which looks like it might be a little rough to do outside activities, to go inside and watch them get track and field.
Yeah, should be really fun. A lot of kids. Again, it's nice and warm in Hughes Fieldhouse, so come in, watch a great show.
All right, Brandon, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you, appreciate it.
And that's Brandon Masters with us on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Shows. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll continue on, and we'll turn our attention to basketball right after this timeout. Again, from Carson's in Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville. Locally owned and operated, Heinlein has been in the business for more than 50 years, offering mattresses and furniture from Ashley, Lazy Boy, England, Serta, and more. More information at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers pre-owned late-model autos and will also purchase vehicles from individuals. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com. We're at 660-582-8800.
Support for today's game comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, or other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylevilleGlassAndLock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back into Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Matt Tritton out with a Northwest Missouri State senior guard for the women's basketball team. Mallory McAndrew is joining us. Mallory, appreciate you coming in. Before we dive in, though, we do have a giveaway from the student body here in Maryville. This one goes to Colin Hoffman. Colin, if you want to come down and find Jenny James here, she has a prize from the student body. Feel free to draw. We appreciate the student body for providing those gifts for us here throughout the year. But talking Northwest Missouri State women's basketball with Mallory McAndrews. And Mallory, senior year, we've kind of crossed over that midpoint here in the regular season, and really about 13, 14 MIAA regular season games left before diving into the MIAA tournament. But can you believe that time's gone so fast that we're already getting into the final few games of your college career?
Oh, no, it's super crazy, but, you know, I'm just trying to enjoy this last second half and just to make the most of it.
How much have you grown just at Northwest Missouri State? I remember watching you play a lot at Benton High School in St. Joseph and coming in and a sharpshooter there, obviously a sharpshooter here, but as a player, as a person, and growing in this program, what's this whole process been like?
It's been a cool transition. I've grown a lot, like you said, off the court, on the court. The coaches, the players, just Northwest in general has pushed me beyond limits, and I've come out of my shell a little bit. I mean, I'm still still there, but, you know, I've grown, taken a lot of steps forward.
You were pretty quiet at one time, and now all of a sudden you have come into your shell to where we can get you on the coach's show. So I feel like
yeah.
We broke through, don't you feel
bit,
it?
A little bit, yes.
To this point this season, 6-9 overall, 2-4 in the MIAA, making strides each game, but, you know, going from year one to now to where, you know, it's been a tough road, but you've kind of been with this team and now under Coach Meyer and Coach Houston and really seeing it start to turn the corner. Is it tough going through it, especially coming from the winning program at Benton? You're on the other side of it, but you feel that momentum heading in the right way.
Yeah, I would say it was definitely a weird transition going from, you know, high school to college. But, yeah, this past year with Coach Meyer and the new coaching staff, there's just a lot more positivity and energy, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the season and the next, you know, few years coming after this.
Do you have much of a relationship with Coach Meyer? Obviously, some road trips throughout, but had you talked to him much or knew much about him before he actually took over the program?
Not really, but whenever he did get the job, you know, he brought us all in and made that relationship and made it comfortable and easy to talk to him.
Now we look at Northwest Missouri State basketball right now, and a few freshmen, some sophomores, a couple transfers and juniors, and Kendi Eaton and Erica Schlosser. But really, you think about yourself and Maria Dentlinger and Kehlani Mayava in that senior class. I mean, how much of what you guys have going in turning this program around is you three kind of help lead these young players through a coaching transition and getting them heading in the right direction to the MIAA?
Yeah, so, I mean, with Maria and I, like, we've you know, been through a coaching change before, so we're just trying to, like, focus on, you know, pushing these girls and, you know, lead them in the right direction and just kind of leaving this program better than what we, you know, had in the past, so.
A positive coach, but something you're used to, I'm sure, the fact that defense is stressed an awful lot. I mean, what's that been like of kind of stepping in and maybe helping some of the players along that good shooters, but also need to kind of help push in the right direction as far as what Coach Meyer and Coach Houston expect defensively?
Yeah, obviously, yeah, they push defense, and, you know, we've lost a couple games. We've been kind of struggling offensively, you know, and having that defensive mindset, you know, helps a lot, like, in a game, you know, so the offense will come, but, yeah.
Well, Northwest Missouri State women's basketball heading into a basketball game at Missouri Western coming up this Saturday. But first, looking back, Emporia State and Washburn come to town and a couple tough losses, but a couple good basketball teams when you think about the Hornets and knocking off Fort Hays State just last night, and then Washburn's undefeated still in the MIAA and on a 9-game winning streak. A couple really tough basketball teams coming in. Knock down some shots and open up a bit of a lead, but still it's kind of a learning experience to go against some of those teams and establish a team like that and kind of see where Northwest is going.
Yeah, I mean, we're still growing. You know, against that UCO game, we beat them. Like, we showed that we can, you know, compete with these teams, and so we just got to get that momentum and put together for 40 minutes.
A lot of the mental aspect, too, mm-hmm. just regardless of what's happening, kind of keep on looking forward.
Right, right.
This weekend, playing in St. Joseph, your last regular season game in the hometown, is that emotional at all?
No, I'm trying not to think about it in that way. I'm just, you know, excited to go back in my hometown and play in front of family and friends.
Is there any added weight to a game like this for you just from the aspect of being from St. Joseph?
I mean, yeah, there's always that added weight, but again, just trying to focus on the game and one possession at a time.
The rivalry aspect of it all, does Coach Meyer talk about that and what that's meant to the university?
Yeah, he's been talking about it all week, you know, keep reminding us that it's a rivalry game, a big game, and I think that just adds more motivation for us. So,
what will it take to come out and beat Missouri Western? What are keys to the game for Northwest Missouri State going forward and a chance to get this win?
Just coming out and playing our game, having high energy, a lot of communication, and just honestly just playing hard for full 40 minutes.
Well, Northwest Missouri State taking on Missouri Western this weekend. We're talking with Northwest Missouri State senior guard Mallory McAndrews, a native of St. Joseph, Missouri, and went to Benton High School. Currently sixth all-time in three-point makes here at Northwest Missouri State with 128. You mentioned you're a sharpshooter, but a chance to go down and you know, four three-pointers away from getting into the top 20, top five all-time at Northwest. What's that mean? Do you just kind of look back and a chance to leave a bit of a legacy in the record books, but also as you help this team continue to trend forward?
I mean, it's pretty cool, but honestly, I hope that the other girls on the team, the other shooters, they look at that and they push themselves and know that they can get to there. So,
if you and Coach Meyer were to have a shoot-off right now, line it up the three-point line, who do you think would win that?
Oh, definitely me.
Yeah?
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
If you were to line up a half court and start taking those shots,
yeah, definitely him.
I've seen him shoot a lot of those in his days. All right.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that.
Well, Mallory, appreciate you coming on and joining us, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
That's Mallory McAndrews, Northwest Missouri State senior, joining us here on the Bearcat Coaches Show. Northwest taking on Missouri Western coming up this weekend. We'll take a timeout. When we come back, we'll be joined by Northwest Missouri State head coach Austin Meyer here at Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Craig Thompson of Albany. Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, celebrating 150 years of service to Northwest Missouri. More information on location or at nvb.com. Member FDIC. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries within the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Well, we're back at Carson's for the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Coaches Show. Matt Tritton being joined by Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach. We have another giveaway right now, though, from Student Body. This one to Bob Dewhurst. Bob Dewhurst, if you want to find Jenny James, she has a giveaway from the Student Body. Well, the Bearcats come in. They have a chance to knock off the MIAA rival Missouri Western Griffins coming into to this basketball game on Saturday at the MWSU Fieldhouse in St. Joseph, a 5:30 tip. Coach Meyer, what's it like going in your first time as the head coach into the MWSU Fieldhouse to take on the Griffins?
Well, it'll be a little bit different, but we're definitely excited. You know, having an extra day to prepare I think has been good. And we had a pretty good practice today and obviously one more leading into Saturday.
You're a big Kansas City Chiefs fan, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So Marty Schottenheimer, every year, when it was Raiders week, it was Raiders week. Hated the Raiders, really stressed it, and he owned them throughout his time coaching at in Kansas City. Do you take on any type of role with that? Do you think about anything like that as far as stressing Missouri Western any more than another MIAA opponent?
Not really. I mean, well, you're a Raiders fan too, aren't you?
Yeah, it hurt.
So that probably
hurt
you a little bit. But no, I think, I mean, obviously, you know, we talked about it. It is a rivalry game. It's going to be a good atmosphere. But, you know, for us, it's the next game on the schedule. And, you know, we just want to go in there prepared, ready to go, and play hard.
A team that comes in averaging 65 points a game. They allow about 63. When you look at them on tape, do you feel like there's a few things you can expose going into this game?
Well, you know, they're really good with their dribble drive motion. So guarding the ball would be big for us. We've guarded dribble drive quite a bit this year. We started off in our preseason scrimmages. A couple teams ran it. Washburn ran it some. So we've defended it quite a bit, and we just got to cut them off, play with our feet. And, you know, they have a couple kids that shoot it well from three. And they're pretty athletic. You know, they get to the basket. They do a good job of getting their own rebounds, offensive rebounds, and they will get out in transition. So for us, it's just kind of what we've stressed from day one is get back in transition first, stop the ball, and keep everything in front of us.
A pretty good point guard on the other side as well. Malia Richardson missed some time with injury earlier in the year, but knocked down a buzzer beater to beat Emporia State last weekend. A small point guard, but physical, can distribute, knock down some shots when she has to. Do you take anything different with her? Do you have a matchup, whether it's Jalen, Mallory, Kendi, that you kind of look to there?
You know, not specifically. I mean, we do sit down and we figure out, you know, matchup-wise, you know, who's going to start on who. You know, obviously, like you said, she does a good job of kind of making them go. She's a pass-first guard. She's really wanting to get to the basket. She is capable from three. She's not shooting a great percentage, but you know, we'll match up with her and try to, you know, pressure her, get deflections on her, and not allow her space and angles that she really likes.
Northwest Missouri State women's basketball, 6-9 overall, 2-4 in the MIAA, matching up with Missouri Western coming into this weekend. You mentioned having an extra day. It's nice to kind of step away and kind of collect your thoughts before diving in, especially the first week of classes.
Well, you know, I mean, I go back to, you know, how we've done it and how we do it on the men's staff too. Just we're so scout heavy that we watch a ton of games, and so, you know, having an extra few days just means you probably watch more film of the team you're playing. Sometimes when you go, you know, Thursday to Saturday, you only have one true day in between. So it's just been watching a ton of film on them. And then we break it down personnel-wise, and we're big on that, and then obviously what the teams are going to run. And so for us, it's watch as much as we can, collect as much information, and then try to simplify it when we give it to the girls so it's not, you know, too much. We want them to go out there and play and be able to react and not overthink things on the floor.
You flip the script back to a week ago, and you see Emporia State come to town in Washburn, a couple really good MIAA teams, and that's kind of the grind of the MIAA. You're going to run into teams like that night in, night out, and it's kind of ones you got to put to the side, keep moving forward, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And like you said, two really good teams. You know, Emporia, I think it was 21-20 at the half, and thought we defended really well. Then we had a five-minute stretch there in the second half where we just struggled from an energy standpoint, you know, me included. And they went on a run there. I think they went on a 12-0 run, and that ended up being the difference in the game. And so, you know, not that there's moral victories, and you can't really go off comparing scores, but it's the Emporia State team that goes and beats the number one team in the country last night. And then, you know, playing Washburn, who's as good as they come in our league, undefeated in the league right now, and very, very talented. And, you know, we got a stop, had a 10-point game there late in the third, and then, you know, we got a stop, turned it over, they came down, got an and one, went from 10 to 13, so you're in a position where, you know, you can get it to 7 or 8, go down there, and then that's what good teams do. You know, they make you pay for mistakes. We had a couple costly turnovers, gave up some old boards that were pretty timely, and but, you know, we learned from it, watched film on it, and hopefully be better on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a difficult spot. Once it gets to double digits in that second half, but, man, there for a while, it did feel like you're starting to chip away, but they're kind of going blow for blow with you, and kind of a heavyweight fight. And again, no moral victories, but hanging in there with a team like that, it just couldn't quite get over the hump.
Yeah, definitely. And you know, we talked about it coming off those two road wins, which were big for us, and you know, we always talk about just one day at a time process, and so you got to be able to turn around after big wins, and then same thing if you lose a couple. So hopefully we'll be ready for Saturday.
Well, last segment we had Mallory McAndrews come on, a senior on this basketball team, and one of three seniors that step up and have to take on that leadership role. And you know, everybody's transitioning and kind of learning you, and you're learning them. But how big of a role does that older group play and kind of making sure everybody's heading in the right direction?
Yeah, they've been great. You know, all of our seniors from day one, and just leading by example in the gym, putting in the time, just great people, number one. And, you know, they've done a really good job and are only going to get better as the season goes.
As far as what, you know, we talked with Mallory a little bit, and, you know, part of the process of building this program back up, and you know, some struggles there early on in her career, but the resiliency of this group as well to kind of night in, night out, come out, game faces on, really not letting the previous day affect them.
Yeah, definitely. You know, I think we, you know, we've come out and we've competed in every game. I don't think there's one game where we can say we just flat out didn't compete. You know, there's stretches in games where we maybe had a little bit of a letdown, but you know, we're still searching for that 40-minute game. And but no, I've been happy with the attitudes and the effort level and day in and day out.
We look at what Mallory's done as well on the hardwood: 128 career three-pointers, sixth all-time, I think I had. Chance to move into the top five. I mean, it's pretty impactful what you think about what she's done throughout her career, especially a fellow three-point shooter like yourself.
Yeah, and it's I mean, she's in the gym. She puts the time in, and you know, we talk about it with, you know, Ryan Welty, Zach Schneiders, but I mean, that's Mallory as well. You know, she's one that, you know, you hear from her high school coach in the summer that she's back at high school shooting hundreds of shots a day. So it's no coincidence that she's the level of shooter that she is. She puts the time in. She's in there all the time and works at it.
Do you still put up a lot of three-pointers?
Just a noon ball every now and then. So,
could you go toe-to-toe with her?
Probably not. She'd probably get me. I haven't tried. That's why. I'm smart enough
sure.
to not try to go against her.
Now, I'm joking with her about the half-court shot, but whenever Joey knocked one down last week, immediately thought with John, like, you know, Austin Meyer used to shoot a lot of those. I wonder if they still do that.
Yeah, we don't do it as much. It's harder now. Like, I don't shoot with the girls' ball as good as the guys' ball, so that's my excuse.
It's a transition. So. Austin Meyer joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. Northwest taking on Missouri Western this weekend. Also announced this week, Missouri Western will be naming their court after legendary head coach Tom Smith.
Yep.
I imagine you probably had some good bouts against Tom Smith and the Griffins throughout your career, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, we did. You know, going way back to 2002. The year before I got there, 2001, 2002, when Coach McCollum was there, I remember, you know, they had a game there at the Fieldhouse that you couldn't even the team could hardly walk onto the floor. It was so packed. So, but no, he obviously did a great job there, and I like too when watching film on Western. They have the link of their play by play, and he does a really good job. So it's fun to listen to him while you're watching games. Just the insight that he gives as a color commentator as well has been helpful.
Do you have a top memory, a few top games against Missouri Western you recall, coaching or playing?
Not really. I don't even remember what happened yesterday. My memory's so bad, but I'd have to have more time to sit on that one.
I'll come back to that one a little later on. Did you know all-time as a player you were 8-3 against Missouri Western?
Really?
Pretty good.
Okay,
yeah.
Not bad.
So just in case that's more motivation you want to throw on Saturday,
yeah,
you can.
Yeah, I'll keep that out of it.
Well, it should be a fun one coming up on Saturday at the Fieldhouse against Missouri Western. Hopefully the weather holds off and we get a big crowd in there, but looking forward to it. Coach, appreciate the time.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State head women's basketball coach, joining us here on the KXCV Bearcat Coaches Show. We'll take a timeout and be back with the men's basketball team here on from Carson Sports Grill.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from the Impact Interiors, led by Bearcat football alumnus Steve Coppinger. Impact Interiors is a full-service office furniture provider that aims to tackle jobs both big and small. For more information on furniture lines, installation, or designs, impactllc.biz.
Support for today's game comes from SureGrow Plant Food Company, with 7 stores throughout Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa. Since 1951, SureGrow's provided the region with fertilizer, chemicals, and other farm supplies. More info on their products is at 660-446-3376. Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Before we talk to this week's MIAA Men's Basketball Player of the Week, and Joy Wittes, we have another prize to hand out. Kate Boddicker is the winner of a prize from KXCV KRNW. And Kate, if you're around, just find Jenny over here to my left and pick up your prize. And Joy, pretty good week for you. Player of the Week, come on, is here.
Yeah. Thanks for having me here.
And just kind of talk about the streak you've been on, putting in 30-plus points here the last couple ball games, and seems like you've got everything rolling right at the moment.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of momentum with our team, and I always go back to, you know, the amount of threats that we have on offense, where we have so many different options where, you know, this just happened to be my week, but, you know, the next week it could be Hawkins or Trevor or Welty or anyone. And I think that's what's so unique about our offense, is that we have so many threats out there.
You know, going back to one game that they really seemed to make a huge effort to shut you down was that Northeastern State game. You struggled a little bit offensively in that one, but since that point you've been on fire. And really that Central Oklahoma game down there where it really needed some points out of you, and it just seemed like you had that look in your eye that you wanted the ball and was going inside to an awful lot, and we're seeing more of that this year out of you. Do you enjoy that post spot and kind of posting up with a lot of the inside guys right now?
Yeah, we've gone to that a little bit, and I just try to be, you know, my first job out there is to be a leader as the senior out there along with Dre, and just, you know, be able to calm the offense down, calm the defense down, and bring everyone together and just make sure we stay focused. So that's my first job out there, and then, yeah, I just try to be aggressive, and, you know, my teammates, they do a great job of getting me the ball when I'm open, and, you know, it's my job to knock it down.
When you go into a game, do you pretty much kind of have a game plan where you know you're going to be dependent on a little bit more inside or outside where you can knock down those threes, or as the game goes along, do you kind of get a sense of where you're best going to be needed?
I think it's a feel thing throughout the game, and I think, you know, just just the flow that our offense has in that game. It changes from game to game, and a lot of it starts with our defense. And just, you know, we can tell right away if it's going to be an aggressive just banger down there and stuff. So you know, it's definitely a flow of the game and just how it goes.
You know, so many people have talked about the offense this year with so many guys that have the weapons you have, where you don't have to depend on one person to get have a big night to come up with a win. But, again, you talk about defense. That's been something that's been consistent all year long, where you go in and you look at the records. Most of the time you're handing your opponent maybe their lowest scoring game of the season up to that particular point. And it seems like that's, again, a point of pride that you guys have, where you can be on defense every game.
Yeah, it definitely is, and it's something that we need to focus on, you know, every day just in practice and continue to build on, especially with such a young team. We can't be satisfied with anything. We got to keep looking to grow more and more each day in practice, and I think our defense really helps the flow of our offense and just even the confidence that we have and stuff. If we know we're getting stops, we know that we can score also.
And it seems too like there's a little bit more aggression as far as going for rebounds this year. Do you sense that as well?
Yeah, I think just with losing Chris and Brett, two great rebounders and stuff, and going with a little bit of not a true center lineup, we need to team rebound every day, and we work on it every day in practice. And there are some games where, you know, it's a little bit worse than others, but it's definitely an emphasis that we try to focus on, just because we know we can't give teams second chances, because it's just, you know, we can't let them score again.
And one of the things that strikes me too watching you guys is a lot of times it's a team effort to get that board, even if Hawkins might come down with the final rebound. Now that a lot of guys doing a good job boxing out and tipping the ball, keeping the ball alive, and it seems like at least there's going to be some Bearcat around there to come up with a loose ball after it's been tipped after a missed shot.
Yeah, and I think it really helps to have Trevor and Diego and Kirk, the guards out there, to help rebound and grab some of those loose balls. And, you know, it's our job as big guys to get the box outs, and then their job to go get the ball. So that's what we kind of rely on. But it starts with just everyone getting their checks and making sure they're doing their job to box out their man.
And how much fun is it playing with those young guards this year?
Yeah, it's fun. And they do such a great job of making the right reads and just controlling the offense as point guards, especially with being freshmen. They show a lot of maturity out there for being freshmen, and it's really unique.
Now, I have to talk a little bit about that shot just at halftime against Washburn. My partner there, Matt Trenton, just had said during that free throw shooting that, well, there's I forget exactly how many seconds on the clock there, but enough time to get a rebound, a couple dribbles, knock one up, and we got a chance for a long shot to go in at halftime with, and be darned if that's not what happened there for you.
Yeah, well, it was funny because I think there was like 3 seconds, two or three seconds, and I remember once I got the rebound right away, I'm like, all right, I'll just dribble that out, like no turnovers or anything. And then I heard Coach Mack yelling, like, 3-2. So then I started dribbling and put it up, and as soon as it left my hand, it felt pretty good, but it was definitely a line drive shot.
I
right?
Like, yeah, I didn't clear the rim by more than this, did it?
Yeah, but yeah, it was. Sometimes it just you get lucky.
You work on that very often in practice.
Not too much, but I'll take it when it goes.
And it seemed like that gave the team a pretty good lift at a time where you maybe needed going to the locker room a little bit of momentum at that point.
Yeah, I think that really helped with the momentum and just, you know, lifted the positivity in the locker room, because I mean, Washburn, they were playing really good and really aggressive, and I think that just gave us a little spark to come out the second half with some more energy.
I know this well before your time, but it just seems like through the years of Northwest Washburn games, regardless at home or and especially at Lee Arena, it seems like they've always had a guy that's jack swung in front right at halftime like that. So it's kind of nice to do it to them for a change, I think.
Yeah, it's always good when it's on your end.
And that matchup against Washburn going in, the both teams undefeated in the MIAA at that particular time. Obviously, a lot of basketball left to be played and some very good teams that you still need to face. But that was a bigger matchup at this point of the season you guys have had all year. And just kind of talk a little bit about the way that game went and the importance of coming up with a win against the Ichabods.
Yeah, that was a really big game for us and a big test for us, just you know, fighting for that number one spot right now. And again, just going back to the young team that we have and the maturity that we've shown, it's something that we can be proud of, but we got to keep building on each and every day, because every team in the MIAA is a tough team, and every game is going to be tough like that. But that was a good test for us, and you know, just that we were able to grow through that game and finish it out.
Big game coming up this Saturday with Missouri Western. You've been around now a year or so, so kind of learned a little bit about the rivalry with the Griffins. And how about going into that game? What's a win with, I guess, Missouri Western possibly coming up Saturday mean to the program?
Yeah, it's really important, just the rivalry part of it. And it's a fun game. It's a fun atmosphere. And like I said, with every game in the MIAA, it's intense. It's close. It's a dogfight out there, but you know, it's the next game on the schedule, and that's what we're focusing on. And we've been having a good week at practice, so we're just gonna keep going from there.
How much fun has this season been for you?
It's been a lot of fun. Our team is, we have a great group of guys. We all get along. We're all hanging out outside of the court and stuff. And I think our team chemistry is really good. And again, just the unselfishness that we have. And just the best part is on defense, just the help that we give each other, and we're flying around. It's a lot of fun to play with.
Now you came in last year, transferring from Minnesota State, and really had a fine season a year ago. But just watching you play this year, it just looks like you're a lot more comfortable within the system this year.
Yeah, it's always a little nerve-wracking coming into a new program and stuff. I mean, I think last year the seniors especially, they and everyone on the team just welcomed me in, and just the whole Bearcat community really welcomed me in and just made me feel like a Bearcat right away, which was really nice just to be able to adjust. And then, yeah, coming in here in my second year now, just everything's a lot more comfortable. And you know, we've been working hard this whole season, and again, we take it day by day at practice and move from there.
One final question for you: who's got the best hairstyle on the team, you or your teammates?
I think I do. I just got it cut now, but it'll be back in a couple weeks. But Diego's got some nice hair also. Trev used to last year with his little afro that he had, but I'd still give it to myself.
I don't know, who's better, yours or Coach McCollum's?
The hair that he has is pretty good, I will say that, but I'll still give it to me.
All right. Well, Jory, thanks a lot for being with us tonight.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And that is Jory Wittes, this week's MIAA Men's Basketball Player of the Weekend. When we come back, we'll continue to talk men's basketball as Ben McCollum, the head coach of the Bearcats, will join us. That's coming up right after this timeout for Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from United Electric Cooperative, who is committed to serving Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa residences with reliable and affordable power. For all electrical services, UECI.COOP.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaller are proud supporters of Bearcat Athletics and the quality culture that is Northwest Missouri State University. More information on the Compass Dental Group is online at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KR&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, just before the break, we were talking to Joy about hairstyles, and he seems to think his might be the best of the players, and even gave the nod ahead of your hairstyle. Although he did say the hair that you do have is pretty well manicured, though.
Yeah, I completely agree. On a few levels, I'm not sure that he's number one on the team, I'm not sure that it's much better than the limited hairs that I have. You know, the funny thing about me getting a haircut is every time I get it cut, I always have a little bit of concern that it's not going to come back. And so, but it has as of late. But no, yeah, he's got fantastic hair. You know, him and Diego compete with each other for that. Kirk actually just got a haircut. It's great. So, yeah, we really talk a lot about that in practice.
Well, that's important to look good, isn't it?
Absolutely. No doubt. Yeah. You can tell how concerned I am with my looks.
Well, you know, I used to tell him to, when I wanted to get a haircut just to cut out the gray, but do that now, I'd be bald, I think. So.
I hear you. No, that's right. That's right. No, no.
Well, good win for your team Saturday. I guess a very good Washburn squad.
It was. I thought our kids, you know, defensively in particular, competed, executed what we needed to execute, got enough stops. I think right now we're at a point where we need to kind of take another jump. I think we're playing good. I'd like to see us start to play great. I'd like to see us make the extra effort defensively, make the extra effort for loose balls, those types of things. Offensively, you know, be able to go against the team that can defend us consistently and be able to grind out a half-court game consistently. That's going to be something that we need to do right now. Right now we're at, like, Colin McDonough at noon ball. We just jacked threes. And so, you know, we're going to try to get a little better at making sure we move the basketball and score against the half-court defense.
I don't think Colin heard that either, right?
I know. I name-dropped him and he didn't even hear it.
Can he shoot the three, though?
He's got a stroke. I'll give him that. He does. He does have a stroke. I will give him that. He can shoot.
And how important was that bucket by Joy right at halftime, that half quarter that went down? It really seemed like it kind of gave you a little bit of boost going into the locker room, of course, but it seemed like that came at a pretty key moment for you.
It did. I thought they made a little run on us towards the end of half. We made a few mistakes, and even towards the end of the game, just being able to ice games out, we made some youthful mistakes. So for him to hit that shot, you know, I think it gave us a positive attitude going in, whereas they had made that run, and I think that put us up 7, maybe, somewhere along those lines, whereas 4 and 7 is, it doesn't seem like a lot, but in basketball terms, it is. And so being able to hit that really, really sent us in the locker room in a good mood.
Well, and a good win. You remain undefeated on the season. Got a long way to go and a lot of basketball left to be played. But how important was it at that point to knock off a team that you were tied with at the top of the standings?
Well, it's, you know, every win's important. I think, though, being able to play different styles and being able to play well versus different styles is more important than. Yeah, it's not more important than winning, but it helps your development to get better and better and better throughout the season. And so, you know, specifically with Washburn, really challenged your transition defense. They really challenged your defensive rebound. And then they can, you know, score it at a high rate. And so you have to make sure that you're locked in. And I thought our kids were. I thought we were ready to compete in that kind of game with those kind of stakes. You know, we'll find out Saturday if we can continue it.
Well, you've had your bye week this week with the rest of the conference in action either last night or tonight. And how have you spent this week as you get ready for the rest of the season?
Well, I gave them a couple days off and then, you know, had a few injuries on Tuesday where we had a couple kids out. And so getting our legs back underneath us is really the big thing, is making sure that we're refreshed physically and mentally. I think a lot of times during the season, you'll see some physical overuse or some physical type nagging injuries. Most of the time with those kind of injuries, it's usually more of a mental thing where they start to mentally grind and it almost creates a physical reaction to it. And our guys, especially young guys, need a break. They need a break from hearing my voice. They need a break from even seeing each other for a couple days. And it couldn't have came at a better time. You say that every time there's a break, but there's, you know, those breaks are huge for college kids.
How do you handle things with, you talked about young guys. You got a freshman redshirt starting at your point guard, and Diego, true freshman, also starting. Xavier is a freshman, true freshman coming in. Where a lot of this is new to them this year. Do you handle the way the season goes a little bit different with so many young guys? Or?
You know, 11 guys makes it tough just because, like, the other day we practiced with 8. So we're playing 4-on-4 or 3-on-3 and really breaking it down. So that changes some things. In regards to the young kids, yeah, I mean, you got to pass out a lot more hugs. You know, I think you know, last year's group, I could have said whatever I wanted the entire practice and got on them and you know, created some more tempo and done some things like that. This year's group, you have to be considerably more positive. Patient would be the right term. You know, and so it's been a challenge. Just, I don't typically coach like that. I'm a little more high strung, so the patience, and like even today when you know, when I got our guys to box out, instead of, hey, box out and yelling at them and getting after them, you know, you kind of have to make it funny. You know, you kind of have to joke about it. And you know, I felt like that we, you know, we've changed the way we've coached, and I thought we've done a good job of it.
Match up this Saturday, Missouri Western and our new coaching staff down there with Sundance Wicks. And how's that program changed of what you see on the court right now as opposed to maybe last year going up against the Griffins?
Well, they have a lot of they don't have a lot of players, new players. They have the same players that they had for the most part, other than their point guard. And I think they play a couple guards off the bench that are newcomers to their program. So similar personnel. Obviously, I think their point guard makes them considerably better, and then a couple shooters that they bring off the bench makes them better. And he's done a really good job of getting those kids to play hard, getting to play with enough freedom and compete. You know, I thought that Weinberg did a good job too. You know, I thought that I'm not sure that he got the personnel to be able to come out and win a lot of games. But you know, his teams were always really tough to go against. They played hard, and so you know, obviously Sundance has done a fantastic job of getting those kids to compete and fight, and they've been in every single game this season. They're a lot better than their record shows, and we're going to need to make sure that we're ready to go.
Hey, you look at their matchup with Washburn just prior to Washburn facing Northwest. That's probably a game when you look back on it that they felt they should have probably had as a win.
Yeah, they've had two conference games that they just weren't going to win and weren't even in the game, Lindenwood and Lincoln. And after that, those four games, they won at Central Oak and won at Northeastern State. Washburn, they had control and just lost it at the end. Emporia had control, lost it at the end. So, you know, they really should be 4-2. They're really right there. And so our guys, I think, understand that they're a really good basketball team, and we're going to have to be at our best to be able to beat them.
Well, it's always a fun atmosphere, whether it's here or down in St. Joe's for that matchup.
Yeah, you know, usually we show out pretty good. A lot of green at those events. And I think a lot of people get excited about that game in particular. And so, you know, I played in it as a player and coached in it. It is a fun game. I think that, you know, for me, I like all the games, so it's not one of those huge, huge deals for me.
All right, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks a lot.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll be back, wrap things up right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Losh Optometry, serving Northwest Missouri. Dr. Ryan Losh provides patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More information at 660-241-5001.
Support for Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonya, one block east of 1st and Main in Maryville. Home by Sonya provides full-service interior styling, along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information available at homebysonya.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs, from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we wrap things up, Matt Trenton rejoining us. And Matt, a fun weekend coming up this weekend in Maryville. We've got the Bearcat Open Indoor Track and Field Meet out at the Hughes Fieldhouse. That's bringing in a lot of teams and a lot of people to town for the weekend with that. And then just a short trip down to St. Joseph for that fun matchup between the Bearcats and Griffins.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. 24 teams competing here in town, and it's really great. We kind of spoke with Coach Masters here before going on, just the economic impact it has on Maryville as well. So many teams getting in Friday, staying overnight, a chance to kind of beat the bulk of that weather coming in over the weekend. But that'll be a lot of fun, a chance to see a lot of great Bearcat athletes, but really athletes throughout the Midwest coming in here to Bearcat, the Hughes Fieldhouse to compete in the Northwest Open. So it'll be a lot of fun. Hopefully see some more records broken. And obviously it's been a good early start to the indoor season for Northwest. And then later on that evening, the women taking on Missouri Western at 5:30, the men at 7:30. And it'd be great to go down and get a sweep there in that rivalry, wouldn't it?
Oh, no doubt.
Especially in St. Joseph. But should be a fun couple games with obviously the Bearcat women chance to bounce back and pick up conference win number 3. And this Northwest men's team, man, they have really been rolling, playing great basketball. So hoping to see that continue.
And we'll have the broadcast of both of those games beginning at 5:10 with our pregame for the women. Again, 5:30 women's tip-off, 7:30 for the men. So a lot going on this weekend. So,
and in the event that, there's a little too much weather and you get snowed in Maryville, I'm happy to pick up that broadcast for you.
All right. Sounds good. Sounds good. Reminder, you're listening to KXCV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. For Matt Tritton and also behind the scenes, Jenny James and Creamer Sanso for opening out tonight. I'm John Coffing, and so long for Carson's in downtown Maryville. We'll